Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Midwest has received warm responses from Midwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Midwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Midwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugle with News 4, The Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journals Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, the Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yeah? Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown Beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hello? Hey there, this is Diana Long, and today is Wednesday, and we're here talking about social justice issues and art on Wednesday afternoon. I'm glad everybody is listening. We've got with us today an artist from Colorado, and I've actually seen her work in person. It's fabulous, and she's one of those special artists that manages to make art and create art about social justice issues, and we're fortunate to have her with us today. Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
hi, Diana.
Hi. Linda Gleitz. Do
yeah.
I say your name
How are
right?
You?
On it? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so we've got Linda Gleitz from Colorado. And Linda... Would you start by kind of giving us an idea of the kinds of materials that you make your art from? I know it's not just one. And then I'd like to get into some other things with you.
Okay. I do oil paintings on canvas, and then I also do ceramic. I do some mosaic, but mostly these days I'm doing ceramic and oil paintings. And the ceramic pieces are usually slab-type ceramics, and I paint on them almost like a picture. And I do things like I built a whole little city display slabs on the wall that were buildings and people doing things inside the buildings.
Okay.
Those are my primary mediums right now.
Okay, terrific. So we're going to get into some of the city pieces later, but I wanted to start out with this serious subject matter of what inspired you to get going and how was that passion developed? I know that for myself, I was always an artist, but over the decades, things changed me. I paid attention to different things, and, you know, so kind of life started informing my art. So what inspired you, and how did your passion for social justice issues develop through your art?
Well, I started doing a lot of art that was, you know, fairly personal and about me. And I noticed that everybody was doing art about themselves, and it seemed like a me, me, me kind of world. And I, as I've matured, just really pay attention to life and the world around me, and there's a lot of social issues that just break my heart. I started writing about them actually on a blog, and my friends all thought I was crazy and nuts, and people thought, I don't know, I'm pretty radical, I guess, in some of the things I was saying. And it was distressing to me, the comments I got. So I decided to quit writing and put it visually into my art. And I found this to be incredibly satisfying. I find that I can usually connect on an emotional level with people through my images and tell a story that has to do with social justice. So I do a lot of little figures doing things that people do, and some of them not so nice, and I just try to comment on things that are near to my heart. And these days it's almost everything. You know, everything I hear in the news, everything from women's issues to racial issues to, right now I'm doing a series on immigration and refugees. You know, these things just affect me deeply, and I find that it's an effective way to communicate my passion.
Okay, let me ask you this.
The world.
Why do you feel a need to do issue-oriented art? Can you tell us that? Because a lot of people listening, don't do this. And I find that there's a lot of artists, dare I say, are stuck in the me time. And I know that, I don't know how many times I've talked with artists and they're adamant and concerned even that they not be seen as political. You know, they don't want any part of that. And, you know, when you're talking to me, you're preaching to the choir, but we have listeners. So tell me a bit about why do you do issue-oriented art? Why do you persevere? Or, you know, what makes that part of you tick?
I feel deeply, deeply passionate about the people around me. I have found in my own life that if I get out of myself, you know, a simple secret to happiness in my mind is giving to other people, just giving love, even if it's a dollar to the guy on the corner. Or, you know, I do a lot of volunteer work, and it's satisfying on a level that is sometimes it almost seems selfish because it makes you feel so good to give. But it's a win-win. It makes me feel good. It makes the people I give to feel good. and that's carried over into my art. My art is the most important thing in my life now that my kids are grown and I have time to do it full time. And I care deeply about things that are going on around me in the world. I get distressed over simple news stories. There's so much suffering in this world, and I have this belief that you truly can change the world or make an impact on it through art. So that's my goal, is to hopefully change the world and make it a little bit more beautiful through art and through getting these messages out there.
Well, that's an excellent way of saying it. I hope people are understanding. Thank you so much. Thanks for bearing with me. Describe one of your recent projects and how it intersects with social justice. Like, I know that you have alluded to, and you mentioned to me previously, that you're currently working on a series about immigration and refugees. So can you describe that project and how it intersects with the social justice issue?
Sure. If you turn on the radio these days or the television, the stories are full of distressing stories about, refugees from Syria, people immigrating to the United States across the Mexican border. Massive amounts of people move because they want a better life. That's how our country was founded, and it's still happening. And to me, I see a lot of arbitrary rules that are designed to keep people from finding a better life. And, say back when people were immigrating from Europe to America, if all those rules had been in place, the people that are here now who have rich, free lives wouldn't be here. So I feel like this is a great big country, a great big world, and wouldn't it be nice if we could all get along and say, here we are in this space, you're not illegal, you're here, and let's make the best of it. And I know why there are rules about immigration, and I know why there are rules about society, but the simple want of a better life is human nature. And people are being punished and suffering greatly every day because they want a better life. They want to get away from a war. They want to get away from poverty. They see something better over the border. And it's simple human nature to go for it. And I personally don't see these people as criminals. I see them as heroes, just like the heroes that came to America, and passed through Ellis Island. It's human nature, and I really feel like we need to take care of each other. what I'm doing right now, I've started this series, and I'm calling it News, mostly. Each painting is news with a location. I just finished one called News Syria, and it's an image
of a... Is
that
News, N-E-W-S?
N-E-W-S. Like, I've listened to the news, and this is what I hear about Syria. And this painting is about a boat, coffin, filled with immigrants coming across the water, some people falling into the water, and there's some text on it that... this talks about these people wanting a better life, and some of them make it, some of them don't, and it's tragic. So I'm trying to just open people's hearts.
So, Linda, the immigration art that you're working on right now, is that a series of paintings?
Yeah, I'm doing paintings about that right now. And then
I'm also working on another version
of my Ceramic City.
Okay, let's not get into it yet
because
we're going to have to go to commercial. But can you tell us very briefly your address so that the people listening can go to your website and see some of your art?
Oh, certainly. It's lindagleitzart.com. So that's LindaGleitzArt.com. And I'm actually right now the featured artist on the National Women's Caucus for the Arts website, which I'm really proud of. It's for the month of April, so I only have 3 more days. But if you go to nationalwca.org, that's just the word national, and then wca.org, you'll see some of my paintings rotating there, and there's also a link back to my website there.
Okay, well, we'll try to repeat these again at the end of our broadcast. But let me go to commercial,
okay.
And when we come back,
okay.
I'd like to talk a bit about the city made of clay, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hang on, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Okay.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugle with News for the Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions Noon with host Sonia Cassandra Purdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend programs. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at TotallyPositiveProductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit TotallyPositiveProductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London, to honor Black heroes. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the date and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. Join us Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. each weekend at 2101 South Spalding and 21st Street.
Hello again. Woo! This is Diana back from commercials. And we got Linda Gleitz with us from Colorado, an artist and activist. So, Linda, before the break, we were talking about a series of paintings you're doing on immigrations and refugees that's very important to you. And now you're also working on another version of a previous project you did, Social Structure. And as I understand it, this is a city made of clay showcasing what goes on behind closed doors in cities everywhere.
Exactly.
So tell us about that and tell us about what issues it touches on.
It touches on many, many, many issues. Basically, the first version of this I did in the Denver Gallery. It was an installation of about 50 little buildings made out of clay. And again, they were slab style, so they hung on the wall. And in the buildings are people doing the things that people do behind closed doors. Everything from domestic abuse to people just watching TV, people in businesses, you know, all kinds of things. And amongst all this, I touched on things from, you know, even handicap access. There's one building with a person in a wheelchair looking at a flight of stairs, and she can't get up them. I touched on, like I said, domestic abuse. I touched on one in particular that I find kind of interesting is I did a courthouse, and inside the building there's a prisoner and a judge, and it says, there's text all around it, and it says things like, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. However, if I want to make a deal, I can plead guilty to a different offense, a lesser offense that I did not do, which is of course a lie, which to me is kind of the base of our social, our justice system. We go in there and we lie. For example, I got a ticket for speeding, and they made me plead guilty to a defective headlight. And I'm standing there saying, okay, I had a defective headlight, but I didn't. So I'm standing in court where you're supposed to tell the truth, and they're making me lie. And I feel like it would be really simple to fix something like that and have speeding 1, 2, 3, 4, or murder 1, 2, 3, 4, instead of plea bargaining and changing things to offenses that didn't happen, because I feel like it's teaching everyone who walks through the justice system how to lie. So that was one issue. And basically, behind all of these closed doors are people doing things that might suggest a social issue. The first city that I did, I sold all the buildings off separately, and they're all gone. They all sold. I want to do a version of it that stays together and hopefully get it in a museum somewhere or someplace where it will always be together. It's a real cohesive statement when you see it all together about many different issues. That's my project.
Wow, it sounds really cool. I like that.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
These clay pieces, what size are they?
Most of them are about 8 by 10-ish, and they vary.
Okay.
There's smaller homes. There's big, ritzy homes. There's all kinds of businesses. Like I said, there's a courthouse, there's, you know, I have libraries, I have everything that you might find in a city. And
what space will they
you know,
take up on the walls? What size space will they take up on the walls?
Well, when the whole,
thing
is together, again, I plan on having about 50 buildings. So the whole thing will probably be about, I would say, 9 feet by 12 feet by the time they're all stacked on the wall.
Oh,
and they look like a city when they're all based on the wall. You know, there's like little skylines and roof lines and all that.
Yeah, I can easily imagine that, and I hope our listeners can too.
Yeah.
So
there is a picture on my website of the first city, and actually the second one I'm making stacked differently so that they're closer
and tighter together. And I'm just doing it by changing the way I do the roofs. They'll be within a slab instead of extending beyond the slab. And that way it'll stack nicer and closer and tighter.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, and I wanted to congratulate you on being Artist of the Month for April on the Women's Caucus for the Arts.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, and also, you know, a lot of people listening may not be familiar with the WCA, the Women's Caucus for the Arts, and so I hope they go to their website, too. So before I let you go, I wondered if you would slowly and carefully give us the information again on your website and also on the WCA website.
Sure. The Women's Caucus for the Arts is a fabulous organization supporting women in the arts and social justice. And so their site is nationalwca.org. So just the word national spelled out and then WCA, so it's all one word, .org. And then my site is lindagleitzart.com. So LINDAGLEITZART.com.
Thank you so much, Linda, for being with us today.
Sure.
And I really appreciate your time.
You bet.
Happy
thank
painting
you,
and work. Thank you.
And thank you for all the work you do.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye now. All right, so as you can see, or listen and hear, artists are doing all kinds of things, working on social justice issue, and we just talked with Linda Gleitz from Colorado, and I have seen her art in person, and pretty much that's what Linda is doing with her time right now, is expressing her views about social justice issue through her art making. And she's being very successful with that. So for artists who think that their art has to be a pretty picture or can't be about serious subject matters or things that perhaps they think people don't want to hear about, I think they should take a lesson from Linda Gleitz of Colorado. So if you want to check it out, Linda's art is very, very interesting. And check out her website. Check out the Women's Caucus for the Arts website. Women's Caucus for the Arts has a national conference once a year, and that often takes place in Chicago. And I think you would find it very interesting to participate and attend their conference some year when it's in your city, wherever you live, and see what women artists are doing. And a lot of the artists, but not all, are involved in Women's Caucus for the Arts, are interested in social justice issues, and their art shows that. So if you're designing an office, or you're working on remodeling a room or your house, think about art for your walls and think about some subject matter that will help educate people. So, it's been another Wednesday. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Diana Long signing off. Please remember to support your neighborhood organizations, especially the nonprofits, and volunteer some time. Find out what you can do. Once a year, once a month, once a week, or maybe more. So look into volunteering, and it's been swell talking with you, and check out our radio blog site on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Bye for now.